The noisy chorus of frog and toad sounds is a dominant feature of marshy areas throughout North America, but one should be aware that many other animal groups also sound off in marshes at night, and some make rather surprising sounds. One such group includes the rails and moorhens. These timid, chicken-like marsh birds are active both day and night, and are more often heard than seen. Take, for example, the clapper rail, a widespread salt marsh species whose sharp cack-like calls enliven mosquito-infested tidal marshes even in the dead of night. The clapper rail has another interesting vocalization, a sudden outburst of grunting cacks, evoked when the same call is given by neighboring individuals. There is another rail that is sometimes heard in salt marsh habitats, but this one is exceedingly rare and secretive. It is the tiny black rail, our smallest native species. Lucky indeed are those who experience the black rail's sweet call as it rises above marsh vegetation in the dark of the night. Kikikur. Moving on to freshwater marsh, we are certain to find North America's most common rail, the sora, whose rising kerwee is heard here, along with the nighttime calls of spring peepers and pickerel frog. Another widespread rail of freshwater wetlands is the Virginia rail. Its distinctive call is a series of staccato notes, kick, kick, kadick, 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 heard here along with a breeding chorus of green tree frogs. Of all the rail sounds, perhaps the most unusual is produced by the yellow rail, a small species that breeds in shallow sedge marshes of northern United States and Canada. Its breeding call sounds like someone tapping two stones together with an odd tempo. Under pale moonlight, we have penetrated to the middle of an extensive wet meadow. There, hidden among the sedges, a yellow rail vocalizes incessantly, while gray tree frog, spring peeper, and whippoorwill call in the background. closely related to the rails is the common moorhen, a species which breeds in marshes of the east, south, and southwest. At times, a marsh may literally erupt with the moorhen's wild, excited calls, which spread through the marsh like a wave of laughter as different individuals sound off, one after the other. Another relative of the rails is the sandhill crane, a long-necked and long-legged marsh dweller with an impressive 6-foot wingspan. At night, sandhill cranes roost quietly in remote locations, but may suddenly break the nighttime calm with rattling guttural calls that echo across the landscape like ancient cries from a prehistoric age. If we travel to the marshes and swamps of Florida, we find a peculiar wading bird that is the lone survivor of an ancient line. This long-legged bird is the limpkin, an exotic night-active species whose loud wailing screams earn it the name of night crier. Creow! Creow!